get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Iris E. Ocampo is founder and principal interior designer at IEO Studio. IEO Studio is the Philippines' premier luxury design and build firm, a full-service interior design and construction firm that specializes in high-end residential and commercial spaces. Hello, Iris. Welcome to Startup Podcast PH. We're very honored to have you here. Kamusta?
Hello, Johnny. Good morning. I'm okay. How are you?
Yes, I'm very fine this wonderful morning. So I'm actually very excited to talk with you, Iris. Medyo unique itong business natin ngayon. It's an interior design and construction firm. So maybe in this conversation, malalaman natin yung motivation, paano nga ba nagsimula, and especially yung business side and especially on what you really do. So I've given a short introduction on what is IEO Studio, but I'll have you provide more explanation kung ano nga ba ito. So ano nga ba, Iris, ang IEO Studio?
Okay, good morning, listeners. So IEO Studio is an interior design and construction firm that has been running into the business for quite some time already. And usually, services that we offer would cover both design and construction. We also handle different types of projects, such as residential, commercial, hospitality projects, and corporate accounts.
Yeah, so full service si IEO Studio, and marami kayong mga nakikater na mga clients, so residential, commercial. Pero just to start this conversation lang and just to para medyo kumbaga magets ng ating mga listeners. Kumbaga, what really is the importance of interior design, of designing? Of course, we can see that napakaganda actually ng inyong mga design pero just to paint the picture, parang ano nga ba yung difference when you provide interior design services sa kung medyo hindi So parang what really is the importance of interior design in building these spaces and in constructing these spaces?
Okay. Just to educate people, interior design is not just about aesthetics. Some people think that interior design is just for like choosing the accessories, some of the furniture for the homes, but not necessarily. So basically, we start with the most technical detail. It's more on, of course, given the fact that we beautify spaces, but at the same time, we try to utilize everything in a way that the occupant or the requirement of the client would be filled up within those areas that we will cover.
Yes.
Of course, everything will be implemented in a way na how we design it.
Yes, actually, maybe si yung design, yung aesthetics, it's just one aspect of the design. Kasi at the end of the day, you design those spaces para gamitin ng tao. So basically, ang inyong ginagawa talaga is yung parang usability and yung parang practicality and yung parang overall usefulness nung space na yun that you make doon sa clients at your cater. Now, as far as I know, so actually medyo maraming mga interior design firms, So maybe can you tell us in IEO Studio, ano nga bang difference nyo or parang what sets you apart from other IDs?
Okay. The good thing about the company is the thing that elevates us would be we can extend and we can navigate the different directions on how to handle projects, not just focus on one concept, such as, for example, a lot of people are inclined to using modern style. We are not just focused on modern style, but it depends, and we expand our knowledge and capability depending on the requirement of the client. So it in a process, it's also educating ourselves on how to do the adaptation. And of course, at the same time, most of the interior design firms who are operating here in the Philippines or Manila would be solely design firms. But as for us, we are a combination of both already, which is very advantageous to the clients who will be dealing with us. Because they get to talk or deal with just one company rather than dealing with several companies.
So there are 3 points in what you said na gusto kong commentan. First of all, yung parang you really do a tailor-fit solution or a tailor-fit service doon sa client. So parang you really adjust your service or you really adjust kumbaga yung how you make your how really make the job, kumbaga. Depende sa kung ano talaga yung gusto ni client. So maybe yung parang adaptability and flexibility to different types of clients. And the second, actually, ang ganda ng ano, yung parang, since may flexibility kayo, you also educate yourselves on the process. So, lalo na sa mga startups, ano, ganyan na mga startups, eh, parang learning on the go, learning as you do, ano. So parang learning din and parang really, really getting the feedback of your client and kumbaga integrating that into what you, on how you do. Now, yung third is, this is actually very special, I think, for IEO Studio na. You're a full-service design and construction firm. So I think medyo very unique nga talaga ito, ano, kay IEO Studio. So can you, ano lang, ano, can you parang tell our listeners then, parang, what does it mean when you say full service? So maybe you can share, kumbaga the process. Like for example, you have a client, and parang paano ba mangyayari yung buong process? So maybe a client approaches you, and maybe they want to design the space and they want to build the space. So pwedeng pa share lang sa amin maybe yung full services na inyong ino-offer and yung parang yung buong process kumbaga on how you deal with your clients.
From the very start, the first time that we tap our clients or get to talk to them, of course, we get to have to learn more about the information about their clients, about the project. Then from there, we explain them the inclusives of the services that we offer them. For one, we start with the design phase. Usually, all the products, the projects that we handle are divided into two departments or two phases, which would be the design and the construction. So design first. We fill up everything, all the things that concerns the interior plans. We also prepare the 3D perspectives, which they will be able to visualize how we intend to do the design for that certain project. Then once everything has been finalized and approved by our clients, we progress with the next phase, which is the construction. So that one, everything that we implemented on the design phase will be done next with the construction phase naman. So it's a matter of time now we get all the details about the project, learn more kung ano yung requirement ni client, ano ba yung gusto niya, and what would be the specific details that we need to incorporate. Then from there, yun, tuloy-tuloy na siya. Then we also, of course, assess and manage a project on behalf of our clients.
I see. So you're a design and construction firm, and it's actually very big. Ano, when I'm thinking of it, parang very big actually yung ginagawa ninyo. Ano, parang yun nga, may design, may construction, and you also have project management. Now I want to ask more about the design part first. I've seen actually some of your projects. Ano, I've seen your portfolio. So maybe just to give a picture lang muna din sa ating mga tagapakinig, ano, pwede bang ma-share? I mean, can you mention lang some of the projects that you have done in the past? And actually, I saw na meron kayong parang showcase place, ano, so maybe you can also share that to our listeners. Baka interesado sila makita mismo yung inyong portfolio.
Yeah, sure. For one, we have a lot of residential projects. So we do from the very small, the smallest project type, which is condo. Then we can also do townhouses, single detached houses. Then going to corporate accounts, that would be offices. We also do commercials, such as coffee shops, restaurants, retail shops. And the biggest form of project would be the hospitality, which are hotels. So it's important for us to be able to handle different types of projects because in that way, in that manner, we get to know more and have more experience.
Yeah, so very flexible nga talaga itong si IEO Studio. Ano? So very diverse na actually yung kumbaga spaces that you have built on. Do you have certain, I mean, maybe this is your secret, ano, bilang an ID, Iris, and maybe secret ng team, ano, pero meron ba yung parang certain principles of design? I mean, you can share just a few, ano. Meron ba parang certain design principles when you design these spaces, ganun. So maybe para lang din makaunting patikem ang ating mga listeners.
Okay. The principles that we strictly follow for our company would be three points that we usually consider. First, of course, number one, people are looking for interior designer. So it means they want their project or their property to be pleasing in the eyes, right? So it's aesthetically wise to make it really pleasing, and we give them the most distinct design they could ever have for that project. Second is utilization. So we know how to do things in terms of aesthetic, but what about utilizing the spaces until the very last corner of the property? May it be a big property or a small property, we equally treat them in such a way na ma-maximize natin yung space. And of course, nag-fit siya dun sa requirement and activities kung sino yung nanggagamit ng space. Then lastly, would be since we are also a construction company, we make sure that durability will be implemented during the construction. So we believe that this is a good investment for every client that we handle. We make sure that we take good care of their investment or their interest by giving them good and quality workmanship.
So aesthetics, usability, and durability. Ang ganda ng principles na yun, ano? I'm just a bit curious, Iris, so maybe I can ask a bit deeper lang, ano? Kumbaga, anong difference ng residential sa commercial, sa hospitality when in terms of these principles? I mean you don't have to share like everything, ano, pero parang how may difference ba in the process of designing these three types of spaces, ano? Parang maybe after, I think it's a interesting question din, ano, to ask you.
Yes, very much. Kasi let's start with residential. Residential, as you can see, there are a lot of types, which I mentioned earlier. Pero apart from those types of residential, different, you will be able to encounter different types of clients also. So some would be requiring modern, some would be inclined to modern Asian, Western, modern French, or modern Victorian. Then as for the commercial naman or corporate, it depends on the branding of the company that we will be serving. So we follow that as well. For me, it's like we change our persona to every client that we talk to or we deal with. We have to do full adaptation. It's like a full turnaround rather than just sticking to one. Kasi it's very traditional and normal for every designer or firm to just focus on one. Kasi we try to create our own signature. But what we did to elevate IEEO is put no limit to the service that we render to our clients and the concept that we also serve them. So in that way, yung elevation ng branding ni IEEO would be limitless.
That's actually very amazing. Kasi, maybe, no, as an interior designer, I think especially for many IDs out there, parang usually you have your certain flavor, you have your certain kumbaga style, your certain taste, yeah. Ano. And I think yung pag-inject ng flexibility, ng limitless, ang ganda actually yung term ng branding na limitless, ano. Parang, you have your signature, pero you're still infusing doon sa signature na yun. Yung kumbaga, you need to be adaptable to your different clients. So, I think that's a very, very good branding, ano, yung limitless na capability sa design. Kasi it actually, kumbaga, encapsulates yung flexibility and yung skill, kumbaga, yung actual, kumbaga, quality, kumbaga, nung inyong ginagawa. And just to be clear, ano, yung mga residential spaces na inyong dinedesign, this is actually for like, corporate, for like big companies din, ano, yung mga nagde-develop ng real estate, is that right? And then yung corporate offices, so you have a certain company as a client and you build one-on-one for them. Tama ba yung ganung setup nito?
Actually, what we do is for residential, we normally cater end users. So for example,
end users.
There are certain people, couple or family who are purchasing properties. Those are the type of clientele that we serve.
Yeah. So for end users pala, ano. Now, ito maaari yung question na baka interesado ang ating mga nakikinig ng mga startup founder. So if ever ba mayroong nakikinig na startup founder, then they will build their office. So can you share kumbaga yung so sila mismo ano yung magiging client ninyo and from start to end kumbaga you will be there to help them. Tama ba yung parang ganun proseso nito from designing the space and constructing the space, you can manage it. Tama ba yung ganung process?
Yes, definitely. So once they have acquired the property, they talk to us, we help them and educate them on how the process will be from the design, the construction, until the furnishing. So in short, complete package na siya. What we always tell our clients would be once we turn over the project to them, the only thing that they have to bring would be their personal belongings. Pero apart from that, we can provide everything for them na walang masyadong, walang stress. Like, they don't have to worry about a lot of things kasi we provide for them.
Yeah, so ang galing pala, no? So it's really a one-stop shop for your design and build needs, ano? Lalo na ngayon, actually, sa Philippines. And actually, ano, medyo madami-dami na ako na interview ng mga startups. Actually, 100 plus na. So, most of them, nung na-interview ko dati, siguro mga 2 years ago, wala pang office. Recently, actually, medyo madami sa kanila yung nagtatayo na ng mga office, ano? So, maybe itong episode na to can serve din na parang they can, kumbaga, ask help from you, ano, to provide the design and construction services for them. Now, let's go sa, I mean, I think that's a very good description of what you really do sa IEO Studio. Now, can we know a bit of your background, Iris? I mean, this is my first time talking with an interior designer na naging, kumbaga, naging entrepreneur, ano? So, bumatay sa ID part. So, how did your love for interior design grow? I mean, when you were young, is this really like your passion, your art? So, maybe pa share lang ng iyong background when it comes to ID.
Yeah, sure. So, I'm, of course, a principal interior designer of IEO. I graduated from University of Santo Tomas. And originally, our company is a construction firm. But later on, we incorporated the interior design firm, which completed the structure. And then, of course, I originally wanted to be an interior designer without anyone or anything trying to tell me, because I feel na it's within me na talaga. So whatever that I do right now, it's out of passion and I'm really inclined to doing this job.
So maybe you really like doing the interior design aspect. Ano? But that's interesting actually, na you started as a construction firm and then tsaka kayo nag-incorporate ng interior design. Now, on the entrepreneur side naman, can you share lang a bit of the story on how you managed IEO Studio as a firm and especially paano siya nag-evolve up to now. Right now, I think, ayun nga, marami na ko yung clients and you also have a solid team, ano? So, maybe pa-share lang din yung parang maybe mga in journey, maybe some milestones, maybe some challenges that you've encountered along the way from when you started IEO Studio.
I started IEO as a freelance interior designer. Well, everybody that was small. Then as we grew, syempre, we add more people to our team. And fortunately, we are working with a very good core team. And that made us more successful and establish stability in terms of everything, in all aspects. Kasi we work as a team and not just an individual. So we make things work together. Now, apart from, I just want to also mention, apart from the interior design and construction firm, we also have a sister company, which is Oaklane, which we do importation of interior furnishings. So we do customization of accessories, lighting fixtures, such as lamps, chandeliers, and whatever that you can think of. We can supply our clients with furniture, lighting fixtures, accessories, paintings, carpets, and all.
So ano no, so maybe this is parang yung mga backward or I mean integration ano na I can see kasi the evolution of ano of IEO Studio na parang when you want to serve these clients, nagiging one-stop shop talaga kayo kasi ito actually yung kailangan ng mga clients, yung construction, yung design, and actually ayun nga din ano yung pag-supply ng mga furniture ng mga items na nilalagay sa doon sa space ano. Speaking about the team no at IEO Design, so I actually also saw sa inyong website na you have a solid team ano. So I'm curious on paano nga ba gumagana ang team when it comes to ID kasi you started as a freelancer, as a freelance firm ano. So maybe you started this solo lang ano. So but now you have this team. So maybe pwedeng pa share lang like how you formed the team, how you maybe hired, how you choose, and paano nga ba nagsa-synergize ang team or paano ba nag-work together ang team when it comes to dealing with these projects with your clients?
It has been always a struggle to find the right people to work with you. You know that. In every industry, ganun ang nagiging issues or problems. So I am very meticulous on finding this people, which I believe that it's more the connection and having the correct understanding that you should be all in one place to work together. Now, the first thing that I look for designers or architects to work with would be good characters. Because no matter how skilled they are, characters are far important. Skills can be honed and improved, but characters are different. It's a distinct factor that we always have to, you know, factor in everything that we do or in every concept of the business or industry. Now, how we handle projects would be I delegate designers or architects to handle different projects, including myself, of course. I personally design our projects with the help of this designated team who handles different projects. So we help each other come up with better solutions to come up with the best design that we can offer our clients. And of course, in the process of making everything work, we comprehend and understand what are the things that we have to infuse in all of those steps that we will have to tackle.
Just a question lang, Iris. So you started this as a freelance firm, right? So did you start na parang mag-isa lang? And kaya ba if ever na isang tao lang yung gagawa ng buong thing, ng buong project? And parang when you do it now, parang do you assign certain people to do this? Or parang each of one dun sa team ay parang may portion din ng role, kumbaga, sa isang project? Parang it's more of you assign this group to do this project or everyone contributes to a project? I'm curious lang ano on how like interior design firms work.
At first, being a freelance interior designer, it was just me who did everything from the drawings, the ocular, the management of the construction, talking to the clients, everything, even sourcing out of whatever interior elements that should be used for that specific project. But as we grew bigger, we delegate every person to do certain tasks that would be able to complete the entire project. So there's a designer who would be working on the plans. There's another designer who would be working on the 3D perspectives. Then there would be someone who would be working on the costing for the construction and sourcing out. So each designer would be delegated into certain tasks that would feel the completion of the project.
So, compared to before, of course, na-multiply ano, yung productivity kasi dati, maybe you're solo, I mean, and then now you have these teammates. Ano. So, I mean, how much, kumbaga, yung inyong na-scale when you form the team? I mean, right now, siguro parang gano'ng karami clients yung kaya nyong ma-serve maybe in 1 year or maybe in a month. I mean, we're sure in time frames and durations dito. Eh. Parang maybe how productive are you right now that you have the team compared to dati?
Yeah, dati, course, I have to limit myself to certain number lang. Kasi managing construction projects is very tedious. So hindi siya, it's not like a product that you, after you sell it, tapos na yung deal. So we it takes about months or even years para matapos to completion. But now that I have my own team, we are able to handle a lot of projects and different types of projects. So we do not count anymore. Kasi it's now that we have enough experience to even expand, we are very much geared to do so.
Yeah, speaking of this expansion, ano, maybe pa-share lang ng inyong mga future plans. Or, I mean, are you planning to, I mean, you mentioned that you're now from back then, you're a freelance design firm and now na-integrate na yung construction and yung sourcing ng furniture and yung pag-provide ng furniture. So, meron ba yung mga future plans or are you planning to get more clients? Are you planning to integrate other services pa? Are you planning to diversify pa yung inyong mga na-provide na services? So, maybe para din sa mga nakikinig ano na maybe parang excited pa sa inyong mga dadalhin in the future. So maybe what's some of the things na pwedeng maabangan pa ng ating mga tagapakinig?
Our plans in the future is very specific. It's to grow bigger and be on top of the industry. So we will work hard for that together as a team and we'll make sure to accommodate more clients and more projects.
Yes, grow big ano. And ayun nga, baka sa mga nakikinig na mga founders or baka anyone who's listening to this. So maybe you can try out IEO Studio Services. And before we end pala, Iris, maybe you can share lang piece of advice bilang you're an entrepreneur and an interior designer for so long na ano. So ito din yung inaabangan ng ibang nating mga listeners. Eh. Parang what piece of advice or what piece of wisdom can you share in your years of hindi naman ganun karaming years, ano, pero in your journey so far, kumbaga, maybe what's the greatest lesson you have learned or what's the best piece of advice that you can share to our listeners?
The best advice that I can give is to persevere everything because you don't, well, for me, having bigger responsibilities leads to greatness. So you will have to persevere everything. It's not really easy. Even now, you get struggles and a lot of challenges, but it's the positive insight that will be your actual weapon to handle everything, all the challenges. Because we are very much thankful, most especially when pandemic hits us. So we have been fully operational. And we were very grateful to have a lot of projects that time until now. And we aim to work harder to make our brand bigger and well-known.
Yeah, limitless, not just in the flexibility ano, sa paggawa ng design, but limitless also in kumbaga, the productivity and dami ng clients na masaserve. Last question lang ulit, Iris. I mean, when you were young, did you imagine na, when you started this, kumbaga, when you started IEO Studio, did you imagine na you will grow into this big, into having a team? Kumbaga, ito ba yung mindset mo noon or you just persevered and then you build more and more. So, parang, I mean, what was your vision then when you started?
When I started, it was nothing really. I just accepted my very, very first project, then went on and on until I had, parang wala na, it didn't stop anymore. We had a lot of referrals, a lot of projects came in. So it was continuous. And that's the time when I realized that this is good. It's actually fulfilling. And that I set my goal to make a company of my own, make it big, and be a successful interior designer and have a team to work by my side.
Wow, it's actually very amazing. Ano, lalo na, ayun nga, if you have a good product and you have good skills to begin with, so maybe kusang dadating na yung mga bihaya o yung mga referrals or yung more projects. Kasi you provide these good services. So naturally, yung mga iyong na-serve na clients before ay magdadala pa ng more clients ano when they share their experience. I mean, napaka-inspiring actually ano ng iyong kwento, Iris. And especially ito ay ipapublish natin sa Women's Month this March. So we're very fortunate, we're very honored actually to have you, a female founder, dito sa Startup Podcast. Ayun, so maraming salamat, Iris, for sharing about your story, for sharing about IEO Studio. If our listeners lang want to get more information about IEO Studio, maybe magpakinig, they want to contact you and they want to partner na with you, ano? So can you give them your link or your contact details para they can communicate with you or your team?
Yes. They can reach out through our social media accounts, which is IEO Studio Inc. And we have our website also, www.ieodesigns.com.
Yes, so sa mga nakikinig, go to those links. And if you find what IEO Studio is offering helpful or useful for what you want, maybe ayun nga, magtatayo na kayo ng office. So you can partner up with Iris Ocampo of IEO Studio. So maraming salamat, Iris, for sharing your journey and for sharing about what you do at IEO Studio. Salamat.
Thank you so much, Jenny. Thank you for having us. Okay.
Thank you very much to our 34 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLex PH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. DiviCode Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, decentralized applications, and cybersecurity. Voila, the next evolution of digital trust. Privacy-focused, seamless digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. Buzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. Looking for buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Spotify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company, helping to increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact, affordable RFID business cards. Uplift Code Camp, Sirius MD, Board Prep, Pareto Consulting, Zales, and Pocketworks. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.